You are listening to the Doug Hagmann Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagmann.
And good morning, everyone. It is 9 a.m. on the East Coast of America, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, and it's a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. I've got a lot of information to get to today. Today's program, the Deep State attempting to take down an American president, of course, Donald Trump, and with him, our constitutional republic. And I'm going to be looking closely from an investigator's point of view, looking closely at the tactics that are being employed, and who is behind these tactics, who is actually involved in this takedown, attempted takedown. The battle is raging to depths never seen before. I'm going to be playing a couple of clips today from our program last night, Peter Barry Ciauca. It's important because of the components of this takedown, the operators, the actors. Among the actors include, of course, the media, the Obama regime holdouts, the various people still within the intelligence agencies, even former intelligence operatives, former political officers such as Loretta Lynch, James Comey, James Clapper, the former DNI. Then you've got the politicians such as Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, of course the Obamas, the Clintons, and everyone in their orbit. You've got just a number of people behind this. This is the most serious time in American modern American history. I would equate this or liken this time right now to the period around the Civil War, at the very least, without any fear of hyperbole. Now, to set the stage, what I want to do is I'm going to play a clip, the first clip, and prepare clip one, please. I want to play this. This was from the press conference, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, yesterday. The press conference yesterday with respect to the residual effect of the meeting. There was a meeting or dinner meeting with Donald Trump, Bill Shine of Fox News, Sean Hannity of Fox News, that was leaked. And that caused a conversation with by Scaramucci at the time, the White House director. Of course, he thought he was talking to a reporter off the record. And just a tip for everyone, anytime, and I've learned this the hard way myself, anytime that you're with a reporter, nothing is off the record. But nonetheless, that led to his resignation, some say ouster, whatever you want to call it. He's gone from the Trump White House. But this clip, this audio clip, this excerpt from this press conference will lay the foundation for my episode today. And I think it's extremely important. So listen very carefully. Go ahead, roll clip one. The presidential press conference, Huckabee Sanders, go ahead with that.
Follow up on that. Was he aware at the time that Don Jr. had a meeting that was based on the pretext that he would be promised information that was negative about Hillary Clinton when he suggested that the statement only say that the meeting was primarily about Russian adoption policy?
Like I said, the statement that was issued was true and there were no inaccuracies in the statement. I think what the bigger question is, everybody wants to try to make this some story about misleading. The only thing I see misleading is a year's worth of stories that have been fueling a false narrative about this Russia collusion and based on a phony scandal based on anonymous sources. And I think that is, if we're going to talk about misleading, that's the only thing misleading I see in this entire process. You guys are focused on a meeting that Don Jr. had no consequence when the Democrats actually colluded with a foreign government like Ukraine. The Democrat-linked firm Fusion GPS actually took money from the Russian government while it created the phony dossier that's been the basis for all of the Russia scandal fake news. And if you want to talk further about a relationship with Russia, Look no further than the Clintons, as we've said time and time again. Bill Clinton was paid $500,000 to give a speech to a Russian bank and was personally thanked by Putin for it. Hillary Clinton allowed one-fifth of America's uranium to reserve to be sold to a Russian firm whose investors were Clinton Foundation donors. And the Clinton campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. If you guys want to talk about having relations, which you seem obsessed with doing, look no further than there. If you want to talk about somebody who's actually been tough on Russia, look at President Trump. He wants more fracking, more coal, more energy, a stronger military, a stronger defense. Those things aren't good for Russia. I think the distinctions are very clear, and you guys want to create a narrative that just doesn't exist.
Okay, right there. That's what this is all about. Sarah Huckabee Sanders essentially called out the media, saying, look, you want to create something out of nothing. This whole Russian narrative, of which Robert Mueller is tasked as special or independent counsel to investigate, is about nothing. Kind of like the Seinfeld episode. It's a show about nothing. However, what Sarah Huckabee Sanders did, and if you have been monitoring Fox News has been at the lead. They've been taking the point. Sean Hannity specifically taking point to delineate every one of those issues that Sarah Huckabee Sanders stated. Now, it's almost as if Sarah Huckabee Sanders read the transcript from the Sean Hannity program. Think about that for a moment. It's very interesting, to say the least. But this ties back, and I don't know how many people, and I'm going to mention this again, I don't know how many people know or are aware of the letter by the committee on the House Judiciary Committee, signed by 20 members, to Jeff Sessions and to Rod Rosenstein, calling for a second independent counsel to investigate a number of matters connected to the 2016 election and events prior. This is the okay. So, what the reason for this clip that I played the clip? Sarah Huckabee Sanders is firing back. Donald Trump is firing back via his press secretary, saying, "Wait a minute. The issue is not Russian collusion. That's a false narrative. There's nothing there." Mueller is, as a matter of fact, well, there's just absolutely nothing there. Mueller should, by the way, be fired or recuse himself. I'm beginning that in a moment. But the real issues are the issues that took place prior to my arrival, you know, Donald Trump, my arrival, and that's what needs to be investigated. Now, yesterday, Sarah Carter from Circa News had quite a bombshell that relates to the leaks. Sarah Carter in Circa News, I just want to mention this. The Circa News, Sarah Carter, they've got impeccable sources inside the Beltway, inside intelligence agencies, and inside the political machinery. And the breaking news yesterday, which was August 1st, is the fact that Ben Rhodes, the national security advisor to Obama, had leaked classified information. This is extremely, I mean, this, if he did that, and I certainly believe he did, Ben Rhodes would be guilty of a felony. But what we're seeing here is a high-stakes game of deep state tactics from the deep state playbook and Donald Trump pushback in the media. The media, of course, is setting the narrative, framing the narrative against Donald Trump, the exception being Fox News, Sean Hannity specifically. By the way, there was a recent poll that came out. Now, you have to understand, this is a war of information, an info war, just like Alex Jones has been saying for a long time. This is an info war. Harvard Kennedy School came out with a survey. The survey period was from January 20th, 2017 through April 29th, 2017, covering the U.S. press coverage of President Donald Trump. So taking all of the press coverage on the different networks and looking at the coverage, whether it was positive or negative or neutral. Here's how the numbers fare out. CNN tied with NBC, 93% negative. So anytime the reports, anytime Donald Trump was being spoken about on CNN or NBC, 93% was negative reporting. Followed by CBS at 91%. In the print media, you've got the Washington Post and the New York Times. The New York Times, 87% print negative. Washington Post, 83% print negative. Oh, and the Wall Street Journal, the darling of conservatives, 71% negative. Now, where does Fox News come in on this? Because Fox News is going to come into this discussion, this episode today, because of some inside baseball information that I want to share with my listeners. Fox News, 52%. So who is fair and balanced, really? Half the time, 50%, 52% has been negative coverage of Donald Trump on Fox News. Far more fair and balanced than, of course, CNN, NBC, and so on. And certainly much more fair and balanced than the print media. But it's important to understand exactly where and how the tactics of the deep state are using the media, the tactics of the deep state, the media is being used by deep state operatives. And it really comprises the deep state itself. MSNBC even compared, you had Chris Matthews comparing Donald Trump to Kim Jong-un. And you even had on CNN, I believe it was Jake Tapper, making a reference to Red Wedding with respect to the recent purge, Scaramucci purge from the White House. That's their terms, not mine. So you see this public perception being shaped by the media. And this is why everyone really needs to pay attention, whether you like Fox News, if you're a conservative, and you say, well, Fox News, they jumped the shark. You've got to understand what is taking place inside. And no one is going to tell you. They're not going to tell you. But by listening to this program, I do hope you can walk away with some information that'll be useful, and it'll help you better understand what is taking place that others are not or cannot talk about. Now remember, we are talking about this in the context of leaks as well. Leaks from within. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again because it bears repeating. In 126 days, 125 leaks came out of the White House, or from the White House, I should say, via the media. And this is the enemy within. But back to the congressional letter, or the letter from the Committee on the Judiciary, the House Judiciary Committee, to Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. Again, 20 members of the House Judiciary Committee saying, look, you've got to take a look at there are 14 points I referenced in earlier episodes. I promise I will get this up on HomelandSecurityUS.com, my own personal website, and tweet it out as well. But you've really got to see the scope of the criminality behind this. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke of that just now, or just as you heard. This is where the criminality exists. This is the trail of criminality. Now, I want to take you back with another clip to July 30th of this year. Now, this particular clip is of importance and of relevance to our topic today because it was Sarah Carter from Circa News at that time appearing on Fox News that she mentioned that James A. Baker, the chief lawyer for the FBI, is being investigated for leaking classified information to the media. Now think about this. You've got the chief lawyer for the FBI, the domestic law enforcement agency in the United States, leaking classified information to the media, something that you and I would be long in jail for. This is a segment that ran on July 30th on Fox News. Just listen to this This is a few minutes in length, but I believe it's critical, again, and it fits into this mosaic and this trail of criminality. Take a listen to this.
Circa News' Sarah Carter, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, and an attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, as well. Fox News anchor and attorney Greg Jarrett. All right, Sarah, let's start with your breaking news tonight.
Well, it appears that right now, I've spoken to three sources with information who have direct knowledge of this, that James A. Baker, who is the general counsel for the FBI, is allegedly under investigation for leaking national security classified information to the media. I haven't been able to yet verify what that information was, but if these allegations, Sean, prove true, it is going to be devastating for the FBI, whose morale has already been shook up. And I've spoken to sources that say even within the FBI right now, within the Bureau, I mean, they're scouring through everything. They're looking for leakers. They really want a clean house. So if these allegations prove to be true, this really will be devastating for them.
You know, this is the deep state that we have talked so much about, Jay Sekulow, and the selective leaks. Remember the report, 125 leaks in 126 days, all designed to hurt the president, stop him from enacting his agenda. Are we now, is this the beginning of getting to the bottom of this? Is this a sign that people like me have been looking for? Why aren't these people being investigated and potentially arrested and charged?
Well, hopefully it is, but Sean, let me tell you this. This is not somebody that's just with the FBI. Mr. Baker is the FBI's general counsel. He's the chief lawyer for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And if he leaked information, national security information, or anything else for that matter, he needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Now, he was also the general counsel when James Comey, the previous FBI director, was in fact the director of the FBI. And we know that James Comey did not hesitate to leak information, including information about conversations he had with the President of the United States that he leaked to a friend of his who was a law professor, ultimately to get it to the press. That was the plan. That's what they executed. And now we're getting reports that Sarah's reporting that, in fact, the FBI's general counsel is possibly going to be accused of or is under investigation for leaking classified information. This goes beyond the deep state. This puts the entire national security apparatus of the United States of America at risk.
I agree. This is how countries become literally, you know, the republics get destroyed. This is a police state potential. Now, Greg, if in fact this turns out to be true, it's huge. But my argument is that unless they are investigated, unless we convene grand juries, unless people are charged, it's never going to stop.
You're absolutely right. Look, ever since Mark Felt was revealed as the source for Woodward and Bernstein, Deep Throat, there's this pervasive mentality in the FBI that it's not only okay to leak, it's a noble thing to do. And then James Comey made it worse when he testified that he converted government property, his memos of his conversation with the president, to his own personal use and then deliberately sought to leak it to the media. So there's this false mentality that it's not against the law, that it's okay. If you read the law, it's against the law.
And then we're going to get into the story. The Obama administration illicitly unmasking hundreds of Americans during an election. We'll get to that more with Sarah.
Okay, go ahead and stop that clip. Yeah, stop right there. Beautiful. All right. Now, the word unmasking, this all connects. So folks, just hold with me here. This all connects, again, into this trail of tyranny, this trail of criminality. Unmasking. Now, Sarah Carter, again, citing her, announced yesterday, Ben Rhodes under investigation. Ben Rhodes, previous national security advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. Perhaps, involved in, the looking, being the subject of an investigation of leaks. Now, and unmasking, specifically unmasking, I should say, not just leaks, but the unmasking. And the unmasking is where a big part of this criminality lies. Because Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, of the FISA Act, makes it very clear of that you don't use this tool, this law enforcement tool, as a method to a political tool. You don't use it. Otherwise, you will go to jail. That's Section 702 of the FISA Act, or the Foreign Intelligence Services or Surveillance Act. What we have right now is the picture that is forming the Obama regime, and especially in the final days between Election Day 2016 and the inauguration of Donald Trump, and then thereafter, using FISA as a political tool. And this is nothing new. The tactics are nothing new of the Obama regime. Look at the way they used the IRS against the conservative, the various conservative groups, the 501c3s. Look at the comments by Valerie Jarrett. And does anyone find it funny that Barack Hussein Obama has stayed back in Washington, of course, at Embassy Row, and Valerie Jarrett moved in with them, and they have a built-in skiff in that house and on Embassy Row? Does anyone find it a little odd that they're running or seem to be running this parallel government, which is nothing more than an opposition to our current president? You talk about attempting to take down our constitutional republic. You look no further than Embassy Row. All of these are connected. Now, we're connecting some dots here, and there are several to connect. But Section 702 of the FISA. Prohibits any backdoor unmasking. It has penalties for doing so for political purposes. And again, it's a felony. And some of the people that in addition to Ben Rhodes that could fall under this unmasking, and the second part of that, the leaking, but specifically the unmasking, would be, in addition to Ben Rhodes, would be Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, who stated that she won't testify. You've got, I'm looking here at my notes. I mean, there are so many people, so many from the Obama administration. You've got, of course, all of the people involved with the IT scandal. Then you've got Loretta Lynch. You've got James Comey. You've got James Clapper. And again, Susan Rice, the Obamas, and the Clintons. This is where the trail of criminality exists. The battle is raging right now to the depths never before seen. And this really is the takeover or the attempted coup of our American executive branch, or our American way of life, our constitutional republic. By the way, I do want to mention that the Senate confirmed Christopher Wray as FBI director in a vote 92-5 yesterday. So that's good news. He is now the permanent director, until otherwise let go, of the FBI. That's Christopher Wray. So perhaps things will change now that Wray is in that position in a permanent capacity. I digress. The media, of course, is not bearing this unmasking. They are bearing all of this criminality in favor of this false Russian narrative. That leads back to Seth Rich. That leads back to the opposition research groups. It's ridiculous. But my focus today is on the media and what is taking place with respect to the takedown of Donald Trump. And the reason I brought up Fox News, the reason I brought up that dinner meeting between Sean Hannity, Bill Shine, and President Donald Trump, and tossed a couple of clips in there, is because the aim of the deep state right now is Fox News. You heard the numbers, ranging from 93% negative at the top CNN and NBC to 52% negative Fox News. And I will say the only... There are a couple of people at Fox News, but in particular, Sean Hannity has the point at protecting our constitutional republic with fair reporting on what is taking place and reporting on the deep state. So I have, to me, I mean, he gains favor, obviously, and should be held should be looked at as really the one that is carrying the real journalistic torch for journalistic integrity and accurate reporting. But as we look at and he has been, as well as others, have been calling for the resignation or the ouster of Robert Mueller as special counsel. Now, once more, Mueller needs to go. Even Congressman Trent Franks came out yesterday. Now, he's part of the House Judiciary Committee. Trent Franks from Arizona said, look, Mueller needs to go. He needs to resign because it is obvious Mueller and Comey are friends. They're close friends. Mueller has stacked the deck against Donald Trump by putting in, five lawyers on the special counsel that include James Quarles, Jeannie Rhee, Andrew Weissman, Elizabeth Perlager, Brandon Von Grack, all donors to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign. What is taking place with the independent or special counsel needs to be really bracketed. I mean, sunlight needs to be shown on Mueller, on Comey, on this entire criminal enterprise. And I'll tell you something else. The U.S., our laws have a statute that addresses this very fact. That in other words, Mueller must resign or must be fired under 28 CFR 45.2. The statute, again, 28 CFR 45.2. Disqualification arising from personal or political relationship. And this addresses the qualification of members of the independent counsel. So what we have is, up until yesterday, but continuing with respect to his position within the FBI, Rod Rosenstein, as the acting director until the Ray had been confirmed, is both a prosecutor and a witness. That doesn't wash in any courtroom in America, or shouldn't wash in any courtroom or in America. Of course, we're not talking about a courtroom here. We're talking about the independent or special counsel. But nonetheless, it's the same framework. So we've got a situation here where Mueller, where the whole investigation into Donald Trump is baseless. But even more than that, it's tainted. It's tainted by political and personal relationships, which is against U.S. law. Again, that law, 28 CFR 45.2, you can look it up and you can see what it says about disqualification arising from personal or political relationship and the qualification of investigators. So I just threw a whole bunch of information at you, along with a couple of sound clips from recent programs. And of course, yesterday's press conference by Sarah Sanders Huckabee, or Huckabee Sanders. Now, again, the shotgun approach to this, what does this all mean? Why? Well, you're going to see, and I think we are witnessing, if you start putting the puzzle pieces together, how the media is, very specifically, people want facts. So how is the media shaping the narrative and playing their role as members of the deep state? How is this taking place right now? What are the tactics being used? I read you the numbers. I played you the clip. I cited the statute with respect to this independent counsel, the media reporting on the independent counsel, the media reporting on what's taking place inside the White House, the leaks, 125 and 126 days. You can see where the media is being used as a tool to take down President Trump. However, there's a speed bump here. There is a big speed bump within this deep state media, the media as tool of the deep state. There's a speed bump. And it's Fox News, but not really Fox News. The speed bump is Sean Hannity. Now we're getting down to some nitty-gritty here. Folks, we had, I asked again at the last moment, I asked Peter Barry Chowka to come on our program last night. The Hagman Report airs 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Global Star Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube. I asked Peter Barry Chowka to come in because we together, and I want to be very careful of what I say here, we together have been comparing notes. I guess I can say that. But the big target by the deep state, of course, is Donald Trump. And by extension, anyone who supports him. The biggest target in the media is Fox News' Sean Hannity. What we are seeing take place is a war or a battle that is designed to take out Sean Hannity. Now, before the program ends here, because time just seems to fly, what I did was I excerpted from last night's show what Peter Barry Chowka had our conversation with Peter Barry Chowka. Now, this is about 5 minutes in length. It's extremely important to listen to. Out of everything that has been said over the last couple of days, this will give you some extremely relevant and important information, and even some inside hints if you listen closely and understand what is being said here. So go ahead and roll clip A, Barry Chowka, 2017-0801. Go ahead and roll that clip now. When you are attempting to take down an organization, it's just not one front, battlefront you open. You open multiple battlefronts. So is that kind of what we're seeing in a way?
Not only that, Doug, but this entire story is part of a much larger context. Now, you and I have been comparing notes on what's really going on at the Fox News Channel for a couple of months now, and we're not quite ready to go with the information which we're developing, which, if it develops like it looks like it's developing, I think will be a blockbuster. And that is what's really going on with Fox News. Who are the enemies? We know some of the enemies, pretty much the entire mainstream media, but are there enemies within? Now, I've already reported in some of my reporting, and it was confirmed by your source a while back, that there are enemies within at probably some of the highest levels of Fox News. That is, enemies of the true conservative hosts and point of view at Fox News. And there's more evidence of that emerging day by day here. And it's actually, I think, intertwined with this story that we're talking about right now. I mean, this is a piece, this Rod Wheeler story today involving the Seth Rich case and whatever else is going on there is a puzzle piece of a much larger puzzle. And as these individual pieces become clearer and we nail them down, we are gradually seeing the clear picture of the big puzzle. So that's where we're going with this. But, you know, I want to refer briefly to an event I believe you mentioned earlier. That was the private dinner that took place at the White House last Wednesday evening involving Sean Hannity, Bill Shine, who was the former president of Fox News after his mentor Roger Ailes was fired exactly a year ago this week. And Bill Shine was fired 3 months ago now. So Shine was at the dinner with the president of the United States and Melania Trump and Anthony Scaramucci. Now, this dinner was off the record until it was leaked to Ryan Lizza of The New Yorker, who tweeted about it before the night was over, Wednesday night. That led to Scaramucci's phone call to Ryan Lizza, in which Lizza quoted Scaramucci, who alleges that he thought he was off the record, but Lizza had him on the record, and all hell broke loose with the obscenities that were spoken and quoted, and that directly or indirectly led to Scaramucci's ouster just yesterday from his role as director of communications at the White House after 10 days in that position. Meanwhile, it was reported by Variety today, and we, I think, theorized this anyway, or I certainly did when I saw that Shine was on the guest list last Wednesday at the White House, that would Bill Shine, in fact, be offered a job at the Trump White House? And this is what Variety has reported late today, that Shine may be offered a job probably as the new communications director of the White House. So wouldn't that be interesting? So the revolving door or the musical chairs are going on there. But again, this is another piece of the puzzle. And who are the enemies trying to take this whole apparatus down? Of course, starting with the president of the United States. But how do they do that? They work first at the people who support him or work for him or advise him or report on him. And that means Fox News, because the Fox News channel is the only mainstream news outlet that does anything like fair and objective reporting part or much of the day about these issues of our times, what President Trump is doing, the Russia alleged collusion story, and everything else. So if the enemies, the adversaries of President Trump who are out there, can take down or neuter or neutralize Fox News by further impairing its schedule, by perhaps rearranging that schedule so some familiar conservative voices are no longer there this coming fall. And of course, the leading one is Sean Hannity, who's hanging on there, and also Tucker Carlson, also on in prime time, the Fox Morning Show, Fox and Friends, certainly not including people like Shep Smith or others who are probably lying in wait for more prominent roles. Ebony Williams would be another one. It seems like she's being groomed perhaps for a primetime role. So God only knows what will come out of all of this, but I think we have to really keep an eye on it, those of us who are into following fair and objective reporting wherever it does occur. And of course,
okay, stop it right there. Now, let's connect some dots. You've got the war against the president of the United States, Donald Trump, just to recap very briefly. And you've got the war against the American people, just the same, by the deep state, members of the deep state, the primary, the heads of this deep state, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Valerie Jarrett, of course. You've got the political operatives, such as I mentioned before, Ben Rhodes, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice. You recall her position in with Benghazi. You've got just a number of others, including but not limited to the Never Trumpers on the Republican side. But then you've got the speed bump that is Fox News, but most specifically Sean Hannity. So now, when you look at everything in its proper context, because what most people are doing when people get their news from social networking, such as Facebook or Twitter, and that's their primary source of news. What happens is you get a very skewed picture. And as an investigator myself, and I know that there are police officers and detectives out there listening to this broadcast, and I want to just thank you for your service, everything you do, putting your life on the line every single day. Thank you. Thank you very much. However, as investigators, what we do is you've got to look at the bigger picture. You know, this is not a simple crime scene. You've got primary crime scenes, for example, where a body is found or whatever, and I'm using this as an analogy. But there are also perhaps secondary and tertiary crime scenes. You have to expand your vision to look at all of the crime scenes to get the big picture to understand what really happened or what is really taking place. This is an evolving crime scene. In fact, the criminality is continuing as we speak. Now, Peter Barry Chowka referenced Rod Wheeler and the other issues as well. That Fox News had addressed and what happened with Rod Wheeler. I didn't really much talk about that earlier on in this broadcast, only because that deserves the Rod Wheeler, Seth Rich, Iwan Brothers and such deserves its own show and the allegations by Rod Wheeler that he didn't say what he said. Well, yes, he did. Not just once, not twice, but multiple times. We have, Peter Barry-Chalka has, the actual video and audio interviews from Rod Wheeler. Now it's being changed. The story is being changed. So what happened and what's going on? There's something extremely nefarious taking place. Now, I was going to play a couple more clips. I'm not going to do that, so you can relax there. I'm going to just drive this home, I think, because we're already 40 minutes into the program. I can't believe how fast time flies. But the issue at hand is the war that is raging. And the next domino to fall outside of the political machine is the, in this asymmetrical war, is going to be take place at Fox News. Fox News being a roadblock, a speed bump in the deep state's aggressive takeover and takedown of Donald Trump. Sean Hannity is out there. The independent media is out there. And by the way, Sean Hannity goes down, for example, much like Bill O'Reilly, or like Bill O'Reilly, not much like him, but like Bill O'Reilly. If Sean Hannity is, if he goes down, Fox News will become the MSNBC light, I suppose. That's what the objective is, because the deep state cannot have such objective reporting on cable or on mainstream corporate media channels. They have to own the entirety of the media in the corporate media. They have to own the territory. So when you look at the numbers, as I referenced before, 93% negative, shaping the public perception of Donald Trump, 93% negative, CNN and NBC, versus 52% on Fox News, that is quite a disparity. So we have to, as a member of the deep state, they would say we have to get rid of that opposition. And this is where one battle is raging very heavily right now. Now, I've got some inside channels. Peter Barry-Chalka and I have shared a lot of information back and forth, and I can tell you that, what can I tell you? Yeah, let's just say President Donald Trump is aware of what's going on. Sean Hannity is astutely and personally aware of what is taking place. Bill Shine is aware of what is taking place. And I can't go beyond that except to say that our people need to listen to Peter Barry-Chalka. People need to read what he's writing about Fox News. Because this is the tactical takedown of the deep state opposition in the last bastion of the media. Fox News goes, there goes the corporate media, and what's left of the fair corporate media. Next up on the chopping block will be, and already is, the independent media, shows like ours, shows like InfoWars, True News. I'm not going to name them all, but you understand. It is taking out the top, we'll say the top conservative on the cable, on the corporate media. That would be Sean Hannity. Taking him out. They are frothing at the mouth, by the way, to do that. And then, of course, coming after the other media programs who are reporting on the providing accurate information about what's taking place with respect to Donald Trump and the false Russian narrative, which I'll mention this, the false Russian conspiracy that is so embraced and so beloved by the media, and the DNC is just falling apart. Amidst what appears to be chaos at the White House and the collapse of Congress's effort to repeal Obamacare. This was reported by Joel Polak in Breitbart News last week. And it's an important article about the failure, the falling apart of the Russian conspiracy. Because within the Russian conspiracy, which is the primary, shall I say the primary narrative that's being used to impeach, neutralize, delegitimize Donald Trump, that's being fought against by Sean Hannity, by the independent media, that involves the different components from Seth Rich homicide to the DNC leaks to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Go back and listen to the programs I did earlier. The six programs we have, I think I've got in the tank, or seven, I don't know how many. Go back and listen to those for the background information. But the media itself continues to proceed under the assumption that Russia intervened in the 2016 election, and public perception has been left untouched by that, more or less. You ask anybody on the street, oh, yeah, Russia was involved in screwing with the 2016 election because they hacked the email server of the DNC, which was under the control at the time by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who, by the way, employed the Imran, the Awan brothers, including Imran Awan, who was just arrested last Monday at Dulles Airport attempting to flee to Pakistan after sending $283,000 obtained fraudulently from the House Congressional Federal Credit Union. Oh yeah, it gets deep. But this is what is not being reported. Not one time has MSNBC, NBC, CBS gone into at any depth the Awan situation, the DNC, the entire theory that we see that people are being given is that. Is the absolute discredited claim that President Trump invited Russia to hack Clinton and the Democrats, DNC. And this goes back, according to Joel Polak from Breitbart News, when Donald Trump joked last July about the Russians releasing the emails that Clinton had deleted from her illicit private server, the 33,000 emails that were either about yoga or about her wedding. Yeah, right. And he joked about that. Hey, Russia, go ahead, turn it over. And of course, the Huffington Post actually wrote a column. There was a column that was posted in the Huffington Post last week marking the anniversary that Trump asked for Russian help in the election when it was nothing but a joke. But see, the fact of the matter is, if you look at this properly, from an investigative point of view, and you assemble all of the crime scenes from the primary to the secondary, tertiary, and so on, it turns out, as documented by Breitbart and others, that Russia may have been trying to undermine Donald Trump, and it may have done so in collusion with the Democrats. Go back to what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in that press conference, the way she ticked off, named, delineated all of the uninvestigated DNC Democratic issues. Included there Uranium One, included there Bill Clinton's big payday from Russia, their coziness with Russia. And it seems that the tables are really turned. And it's really the Democrats, it's really the Clintons, and even the Obama regime that has the cozy nature with Russia. The Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel noted last week that Fusion GPS has ties to the Democrats. Of course they do. Of course they do. We've spoken about Fusion GPS. The Fusion GPS, hired or began by journalists from the Wall Street Journal, they long have had ties with the Democrats, with DNC, to conduct opposition research and write intelligence reports, including advancing the most infamous of them all, the Russian, the discredited Russian PP dossier. You know that one. It's interesting because for really a half a year or so, the firm Fusion GPS, which was hired by Democrats, again, DNC to research and write an intelligence report, that the senior members of the Obama regime, what they did was they circulated this along with James Comey and others within the intelligence community. Fusion GPS has been stonewalling at every turn various intelligence committees to investigate what's taking place. The report that they authored, of course, many believe was the basis for the charges of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. So the question is, why is GPS being given a pass? It was back in February that Senator Chuck Grassley sent a number of questions to Fusion GPS about the dossier specifically and Fusion GPS' role in this Russian scandal. But you know what? They said, basically, bite me. The firm claimed it would not answer questions due to attorney-client privilege and the First Amendment rights. Now, Grassley later asked the Department of Justice to investigate the firm's ties to Russian clients. Isn't that interesting? But again, the firm, founded by former journalists from the Wall Street Journal, how can they claim it when they're neither a journalistic enterprise nor are they a law firm? This is nothing more than obfuscation and obstruction of justice at the highest of levels. And Fusion GPS was founded, of course, by Glenn Simpson, former Wall Street reporter, and has worked extensively over the last half decade for Democratic candidates, the DNC, and many other people, or many other politicos, shall we say. It provided opposition research against Mitt Romney in 2012. We know that. And, of course, it was hired by Planned Parenthood back in 2015 to spread misinformation about the undercover videos revealed Planned Parenthood was selling aborted baby parts. Yes. And, of course, that they basically succeeded in taking down through lawfare or striking hard via lawfare, which I'm intimately familiar, against the Center for Medical Progress. But media reports, of course, when you track Fusion GPS, and you've got to understand who and what Fusion GPS is, they began their modern iteration in this fiasco, in this chaos, this mess. They were hired by a Republican conservative allied with the Bush family, and specifically Jeb Bush. And after Trump won the nomination, the Republican nomination, that donor, that funder, said, okay, I'm out of this. Well, that whole process was picked up. In June of 2016, Fusion... That whole process was picked up by the members of the deep state, and specifically members of we'll just say the DNC. It does trace back to the DNC. In June of 2016, Fusion GPS hired British National former MI6 agent Christopher Steele to draft a memo or multiple memos regarding purported allegations about Trump and his associates. This is how it all got started. And Steele, who was posted by MI6 to Moscow back in the 90s, is actually retained by businesses with Russian interests given his background in intelligence and his knowledge about Russia. But I digress. But his reports were initially leaked to journalists like Mother Jones, writer David Korn, of course. The report was nothing more than a bunch of open source pages, Google searches, for crying out loud. It was garbage. Yet this crudely assembled dossier was titled Top Secret and given to John Brennan, who immediately shared it with Obama and other senior Obama staffers in the national security and intelligence arenas. So that takes us back to the process of opposition research, and even deeper, however, at that same time, concurrent with Fusion GPS and their initiative, that takes us back to the unmasking issue, which is the real criminal aspect here. The unmasking by, allegedly, by Ben Rhodes, by Samantha Powers, by Susan Rice, by senior members of the Obama team, using, and I'll say this again, Section 702, FISA, Section 702 of the federal or of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, where they use this as a backdoor and a tool for unmasking. This is done for, it was done for political purposes, and as such is a felony. So you've got not just members of the Obama regime, as we know, not just members of, well, you've got the members of the Obama regime, you've got members of the intelligence community, and you've got members of the media, of course, and some of the media networks themselves, all comprising the deep state, that all colluded together in this unmasking and the dissemination of information. This is the trail of criminality from Clinton to Obama, and I'll even throw in the Bushes, to the extent that many of the people that we're talking about were also under the employ via appointment or even via election under the Bush tenure, during the Bush tenure, Bush 1 and 2. And then you've got, of course, the DNC, who went all in, using a reference to gambling, went all in for Hillary Clinton. And at the epicenter of the DNC is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who we should probably put on suicide watch or shackle watch. I don't know, probably suicide watch as opposed to shackle watch, because who knows. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in my view, right now is the centerpiece of the puzzle with respect to the Awan brothers, and how that part, that one puzzle piece, fits together with this larger war by the deep state against Donald Trump. Now, if you think I didn't make much sense, I didn't connect the dots well, you've got to look at this again. Connect the dots yourself. Do the research yourself. I only have right now this hour to kind of really summarize this for you. The takeaway from today is how the deep state is attempting to silence the conservative voices in the media. Number one on that, the number one on that target list is Sean Hannity. Not Fox News, there's a difference, but Sean Hannity. And to a lesser extent, Tucker Carlson, but Sean Hannity. And you will see, as you look at the various, if you are on Twitter, you see social networking or Facebook, you will see the attacks raging against Sean Hannity. Note who is of prominence making those attacks. Take very careful note, because that's part of this as well. In my view, they are suspects and facilitators of this. Because once this goes, and it, unless God intervenes, in my view, unless this is exposed beforehand, and Peter Berrychalka, myself, we are working 24/7 to make sure this is exposed, we are all going to be on the chopping block. Folks, I want to thank you for joining me today. If you like what you heard, hey, share the program. Send me an email, studio@HagmanandHagman.com. Tell others about the program. Until tomorrow, well, until later tonight, stay safe. God bless. Tune in tonight. to the Hagmann Report, 7:10 Eastern Time. Also, Joe and John, their show, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
The Doug Hagmann Radio Show is brought to you by The Hagmann Report. Tune in to The Hagmann Report weekdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to HagmannReport.com. That's HagmannReport.com.